I love rich people. I really do. But not because they're rich. I love poor people. Definitely not because they're poor. I love myself. Because I think I'm somewhere in between, middle class person. It seems like such a simple thing. But you'll see in the political debates that go on in the next few months, different people will say, we have to take the money from there. We have to go get the fat cats, the one percenters, people who have all the money. And I'm not commenting what's right, what's wrong. But what I do comment is sometimes the adjectives that we put in front of people's names sometimes detract from the fact that they are my brother and my sister. That our Father, that proclamation by Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, it's one of the few prayers that's not called a Christian prayer. It's called the Lord's Prayer, His prayer. That's the only prayer you have to say with the whole world in mind. You can't say Our Father and leave anyone out of it. And anytime you look at someone, watch the adjective you give them or even the noun. Are they your enemy? Are they the rich people, the poor people? Are they the disagreeable people? Are they the agreeable people? Whatever adjective you put in front of them, they must be your brother and your sister first. And as a Christian, you have to be able to proclaim, I love them. That's why it's a little funny when people say, well, I love rich people. But I could care less about their money. The temptation, when somebody has something, is to use them to get it. To abuse them, to use their power, influence, money. To have a desire for what they have instead of having a desire for what is best for them. And what will make me a better man, a better woman. Because I will look at that person and have their best interest in mind, no matter what their situation is. And I will look at them, first of all, this is my brother, this is my sister, I am responsible for them. Echoing the word from Genesis, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. So the next time you are tempted, and it is a temptation, to meet someone who is powerful or rich, and those adjectives flow in your mind, don't forget the identifier that Jesus gave us. That's my brother and my sister. Oh yes, and then you can proclaim, I love rich people, but not because they're rich. I could care less about that. The temptation is there. Can I get some of it? Some of what? Power, influence, money. Look at who I know. Look how I make myself great at the cost of their friendship and their well-being. So when we leave today, look at all the people you know and all the people that you may meet. Do not let your eyes be blinded by the temptation of what they have or what they lack, so that you will not be able to see the brother or the sister that you are responsible for by being kind to them, by being objective, by being truthful, and by not using them, but by saying honestly in your heart, I met someone very rich and very powerful, and I was kind to them because they are my brother and my sister. There are many rich and powerful people that would give everything they have to have that honest of a friend, that sincere of a Christian. Slava Iisusu Hristu. Amen. Hospodana shoho retsem.